Christopher Daniel Gay was arrested on a Friday in Florida at the Daytona International Speedway. He was a fugitive on the run. Christopher made a quick escape while being transported in a van that was picking up convicts state to state. He did it during a bathroom break. He hot-wired somebody's pickup. In fact, Christopher had a long history of theft involving trucks. He was en route to Alabama for stealing someone's travel trailer, Grand Theft Auto. He was a career criminal jailbird who also had three outstanding warrants in his home state of Tennessee. But it was an outstanding performance that set him free. Little Houdini, he stole a big rig, then a tour bus that belonged to Crystal Gale to evade a five-state manhunt that wanted to put that birdie back in jail. But they failed. Cause Christopher wasn't just running from cops. Christopher Gay was now racing the clock. His mother was dying and there was no time to be held inside of a cage with locks. So y'all can turn up your nose and suck on your teeth and wag your finger like tisk tisk. But he had to take the risk.
Little Houdini.
There wasn't a single thing sinister in his decision to break from the prison. His only motive was to go back to his childhood home while his mom was still living. It wasn't a house, more like an old mobile camper, where she was bedridden, diagnosed with colon cancer. Sometimes the only answer we're left with when a loved one's name is on the death list is to head for the exits and go home. Christopher got the hell out of Texas. His abandonment was reckless. It prolonged his sentence. Y'all could forget it. He had numerous convictions and none were as strong as this. Unless you consider the other instance he went the distance. A similar situation. It was a bizarre coincidence when he escaped from prison the first time. Not this time, but the one before. He visited his dad. Dying inside of a mental ward, suffering from Alzheimer's. He paid respects, made his peace. When he was done, he didn't run. He returned himself back to the police. That's when his mom made her plea. She said,
he knows what he done was wrong. He knows what he done was wrong. But he knows his father don't got long. His father don't got long. He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not dangerous, he's our son. He ain't never hurt no one. He knows what he done was wrong.
He knows what he done was wrong.
Don't got long.
His father don't got long.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's our son. This ain't no country western song.
Christopher wasn't just running from cops. Christopher Gay was now racing the clock. His mother was dying and there was no time to be held inside of a cage of blocks. So y'all can go on and toss your rocks and talk your talk like tisk tisk. Meanwhile, Chris is stealing a tractor trailer from Walmart. An 18-wheeler, he's peeling rubber. The bird takes flight down turnpikes. $300,000 worth of merchandise, but it ain't worth her life. Ran it off the road and abandoned it 50 yards from his mom's to avoid the cops. That's half a football field from a feeble lawns. After all the stuff, the tour bus, the pickup trucks, the tractor trailer, interstate chases, he put on the brakes and couldn't get close enough. The news reporters told people to lock their doors, like there was a monster on the loose, but there was no truth to those reports. His mom had weeks to live, and Chris had years to serve. They were within shouting distance, but I don't think he heard her final word. But I don't think he heard her final word.
She made her plea to the TV.
He knows what he done was wrong.
He knows what he done was wrong.
But he knows his mama don't got long.
His mama don't got long.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not dangerous, he's my son. He ain't never hurt no one. He knows what he done was wrong.
He knows what he done was wrong.
But he knows his mama don't got long.
His mama don't got long.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's my son.
This ain't no country western song.
The third time he escaped from a state cop at a Georgia pit stop. He just slipped out of the handcuffs. He jumped ship and he took off with no father to visit and no mom to go home to. Just an open road where he could be free.
Little Houdini,
with no father to visit, no mom to go home to. Just a wide open sky where he could fly.
With no father to visit, no mom to go home to. Just an open road where he could be free.
Little Houdini,
with no father to visit, no mom to go home to. Just a wide open sky where he could fly. With no father to visit, no mom to go home to. Just an open road where he could be free. Father to visit, the mom to go home to. Just a wide open sky where he could fly. No father to visit, the mom to go home to. Just an open road where he could be free. Little Houdini.
Familiar with our Father Prayer. I'll show you some numbers of prayer.
Something's gonna come to a head. Just a little while longer, and the wicked one will be no more, and you will certainly give attention to his place that he will not be. But the righteous themselves will possess the earth, and they will reside forever upon it. How long does it say that they can live on the earth?
On this earth?
It says forever.
Forever.
Yeah. And sometimes that's a new thought for people, but
that's kind of scary.
Well, that is a promise from God. Sometimes it's a new thought for people who think, yeah, right, live forever.